It's that time again. It's Greek for the Week. I'm Chris Palmer. Let's open our Bibles and get right down to the original language, the Greek. God bless you. It's the Greek for the Week podcast. Thank you for tuning in. We're going after God's Word today. We're going to get deep in it, and we're going to get it from the Greek, Romans 8:26. We're going to be in a familiar passage of Scripture today, especially from the Pentecostal circles. This is a wonderful Scripture that is used often in charismatic circles, probably more than others, I think. I've been in both circles. This is used a lot as one of those foundation texts when it comes to prayer in all circles, but especially in Pentecostal circles. And we're going to break it down. We're going to break down the word intercedes here. We're going to talk about prayer. We're going to talk about praying with the help of the Holy Spirit. And I'd like to bring to the table one insight from the Greek that I think might be encouraging for you as you persist in your prayer life and move past the circumstances and the difficulties and the challenges that attempt to confront your prayer life. And before we do that, just remember, Letters from Jesus, Studies from the Seven Churches of Revelation, is available on Amazon.com. Pick it up today. It'll be a blessing to your life. Perfect for Bible study. Perfect for small group study. Perfect for personal study. It will take you deep and open up to you the letters to the seven churches and give to you a nice little springboard into the rest of Revelation. Contemporary, anointed, and scholarly. Okay, Romans 8:26 in the Greek says, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness." I love how that verse begins. The Holy Spirit, os autos de kai te panuma, is how it begins. It introduces the Holy Spirit as somebody who helps us in our te asteneia, or in our weakness. Okay? So it pits the Holy Spirit in all his strength, which is taken for granted, which is implied here, in our weakness. That's two things that are coming together in prayer, the Spirit in weakness, our weakness, and the Holy Spirit's going to overcome. We'll see that in a second. And it says here, togarti pros eukothmetha kathodeuk oidamein alautote panuma uper and tukane stenagmos aleletois. Or, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Now, some people say, is that tongues? Is that not tongues? I'm not going to get into that today. I want to talk about the word here, intercedes. Now, this is really interesting word because it literally means to hit a target or to come into contact with something. The word here is hyperantuknecheno. And that's one of the tougher ones. That's one of the tougher Greek words that you will come in contact with. Well, that's because it's made up of three Greek words, all right? Hyper, which means over and above, and which means in, and techeno, which means to hit. When you put it all together, it means to hit something over and above. Now, the word here, techeno, meant to hit something, and it's combined with and, it means, and techeno means two things hitting one another. This was used to describe, okay, lightning striking a tree, crocodile striking its prey, and it means to strike something. It means to hit something, and it means to hit it with force. Maybe the way you can understand it today is football players smashing each other at the helmets, tackling each other, collisions. If you watch football, here comes the quarterback not paying attention, his offensive line giving him no support, and suddenly here comes the left tackle, just smashes him and sacks him, blitzes him and sacks, it hits the daylights out of him. And now you have collision and something has been hit. But it also described a marksman hitting its target. Now, I don't know if you're much into shooting. I'm not very good. I've gone shooting before because I don't do it a lot. My aim is not very good. But, you know, I looked up this story. I think you'll find it interesting. I wanted to see because, you know, I'm lucky if I hit a pop can in the backyard. If I set up a target in the backyard, I shoot it. And I'm lucky if I can hit it from, 10 yards away. Takes me some practice. But the longest The longest target ever hit was in May 2017, where a soldier used a McMillan Tac 50, a Canadian soldier, to kill an ISIS militant. Now, you ready for this? From 3,781 yards away. That's the distance. Let me just put this in perspective. He killed a militant from 38 football fields away. That's 2.14 miles. Now, you think about how far 2 miles is from where you're at right now. That's the farthest shot anybody's ever taken. That's as long as the National Mall in the U.S. or from the Capitol Building to the Lincoln Memorial. That's a pretty, I've done that walk. That's a long way to hit a target, okay? And so in order for a soldier to have done this, for him to have done this, they had to meticulously and painstakingly scope out all of the variables at that moment. They had to take into consideration the speed, the wind speed, the distance, the terrain, and anything else that could cause the bullet to veer off course. In fact, the soldier had to take into consideration the curvature of the earth because the distance was so far. All you flat earth theorists out there, you just have to deal with this fact. So the soldier had to be in control of himself. He had to calm their breathing, and he also had to make sure that he stayed focused when he took that shot. So he had all these things he had to take into consideration, but he dialed it in. He got it exactly where he needed to be, and it was a kill shot. Now that describes hyperintentional, or what it means to intercede. Here's the point. You're going through life with all these difficulties, all these challenges, and you don't know how to pray for you out because there's so many variables that are taking place. Maybe you're praying for someone who's sick. You don't know how to pray for them anymore. You're praying for someone who's rebellious. You're not sure what to pray. You got something dark in your soul that you want God to remove. You have a situation, a circumstance. You can't figure it out. You don't know what the future holds. You don't know what decision to make. You're trying your best to decide through your mind how you should, what decision to make, and you just don't know, and you say, how am I supposed to pray? And then you allow the Holy Spirit, who is the marksman, to come in and line up your prayer in spite of all the variables and all the difficulties, and line that prayer up exactly where it needs to be, to the exact point, so that when you pray, it fires exactly where it needs to fire, and it hits or smashes the target, hyperintentional, and hits that target, and it is a kill shot. It is the perfect prayer so that God can answer it. That's what it means to intercede. The Holy Spirit is lining up your prayer today. So when you pray in the Holy Ghost, when you pray in your prayer language in other tongues, when you pray in your natural language by the help of the Holy Spirit, you are lining up your perfect prayer. And the Spirit is giving you exactly what it is that you should say. So today I want to encourage you, don't pray on your own. Pray with the help of the Holy Spirit. He will make sure that your prayer gets to where it needs to be. Amen. The Spirit of God intercedes for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. That should be encouraging for you today, that when you pray by the Spirit, you take that time, you pray in the Holy Ghost, and you'll be on the right track, and your prayer will be on the right track, and it's going to be a hit, and it's going to be successful. Amen. All right, God bless you. Remember, Amazon.com, Letters from Jesus. If you enjoy it, rate it 5 stars on Amazon. That really helps us. Just take 2 minutes. Go ahead and do it. And rate this podcast 5 stars if it's a blessing to you. That will really help us as well, okay? God bless you. We love you. And we'll talk to you next time on Greek for the Week.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to support us further, you may visit us on the web at lightoftoday.org. God bless and good studying.